From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, the House and Senate have approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, which will now be sent to President Trump for approval. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill Thursday with a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. The House had already passed the bill with a vote of 419-3. The VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci told CNN Thursday that President Trump may sign sweeping sanctions into law, or he may veto them, quote, and negotiate an even tougher deal against the Russians. Even the hint of a veto brought swift reaction from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Oh, I think that would be a very bad mistake. I think what would be better if they'd work with us on the legislation.
It's hard to understand what comes out of the White House.
Ben Cardin is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
Lawmakers predicted a presidential veto would be overridden, given that the sanctions bill passed the House of Representatives 419-3 Tuesday, and a similarly lopsided vote is expected in the Senate. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the charges and objects to the passage of new sanctions against his country. He has threatened to retaliate, although he has not yet said how. The bill is designed to affect a wide range of Russian industries. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. Simmering White House tensions broke into the open Thursday as President Trump's new communications chief, Anthony Scaramucci, denounced those who leaked damaging and embarrassing information about the administration by beginning a searing, coarsely worded campaign aimed at his internal rivals. He denounced White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and the president's chief strategist Steve Bannon in a profanity-filled interview with The New Yorker, which The Weekly published online on Thursday. Clashes erupted in Caracas, Venezuela, Thursday, between anti-government protesters and security forces. A 48-hour labor strike is now underway. The clashes come just days before Sunday's election of a National Assembly that will rewrite the Constitution. 100 people have died in civil unrest in the past 4 months in Venezuela. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem, after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it had installed there earlier this month. Palestinians threw rocks at Israeli police, who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets, as they were stationed at the gates to the site, Israeli police said. The Palestinian Red Crescent said at least 100 Palestinians were hurt in the confrontation, including some who were hit by rubber bullets or beaten. The top American military official in uniform, Marine General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said Thursday there had been no change yet to Pentagon policy on transgender personnel. His comments to the military came after President Trump's announcement of his plans to ban transgendered people appeared to catch senior officers by surprise. General Dunford said the U.S. military would treat all of its personnel with respect. And U.S. General Mark Milley, the chief of staff of the Army, says North Korean missile technology may be advancing faster than expected. He spoke Thursday in Washington as North Koreans concluded a day of remembrance to mark the anniversary of the end of the Korean War. Milley told his audience North Korea is extremely dangerous and more dangerous as the weeks go by. Earlier this month, North Korea announced it had completed its first successful test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. One expert said could travel far enough to reach the westernmost U.S. states of Alaska and Hawaii. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.